This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, March 31st. Okay, folks, we still have mean reversion trading going on. Last week, the data center stocks were firm. Yesterday, they got hit. Today, they're all resurging, led by Vertiv Holdings, VRT. And, the news wires will tell you the market's up because President Trump may want to end the war, even if the Strait of Hormuz is not resolved, okay? I don't know if that's true or not. I know Iran was trying to charge tolls. I do know what Kuwaiti tanker's on fire. It's the fog of war, for lack of a better word. But the markets were clearly oversold, okay? And they had a bounce. And this is the last day of the quarter, and a lot of professional managers like to have pretty stocks in their portfolio. And guess what? We own a lot of pretty stocks with stunning sales and earnings. So we might as well enjoy the rebound, but we are probably going to continue to oscillate, okay? Chairman Powell talked yesterday. They said he wasn't worried about inflation. They seem to be more focused on the job market. We are going to have some bad inflation news this week, and of course we're going to have the payroll report on Friday. And Wall Street's really rooting for a bad payroll report, because if it's a bad payroll report, the Fed cuts, okay? So that's interesting, okay? But the good news is earnings are 3 weeks away, and the earnings are good for our stocks, and we're going to count on those earnings to drop, kick, and drive all the stocks higher. I have had a lot of questions about Micron Technology. Why is it going down? Blah, blah, blah. There are no better stocks than Micron here, folks. Okay? The order backlog for memory is real. The company's expanding its production. Prices are very firm. And there are bottlenecks in data centers. There can be kinks in the supply chain. But Micron's profiting from that kink. So, my opinion, you back up the truck on Micron, I have no better stocks, okay? The other comment I have is that, the situation in the world is that we're still the oasis. They did let three tankers full of oil go through the other day, and they're headed to China, apparently. The rest of the world is impeded more by this war than the U.S. is. We are food and energy independent, okay? And so we're going to be fine, okay? But the rest of the world is going to be in a bit of a pinch. And the U.S. dollar is an oasis for many international investors. Gold is an oasis for many investors. So, I don't see any threat, okay? All I see is money pouring into America, strengthening our dollar, helping our treasury auctions, etc. Now, last week, we had yields meander higher. Recent days have been going a little bit lower. So there's a fear that the bond vigilantes were going to torment our treasury officials, like Scott Bessent and all. But I think that's all contained now. It's a good time to remind everybody that Scott Bessent's a really, really good Treasury Secretary. This guy knows what he's doing. He made Soros $1 billion by predicting the Bank of England would have to unpeg from the currency peg. And I think a lot of people are scared of Scott Bessent because he's so powerful. So let's not worry about that narrative, okay? I realize we have $39 trillion in debt. I realize it's very expensive, but we do have a very pragmatic, business-oriented president who really does want to see business improve. And he's nervous because, let's face it, a lot of the growth in America is only in 8 to 10 states. And he can run around and tell everybody how great things are, but, the growth may not be going to all the states. And that's a political problem he'll have to face. So, interesting times we're in, but the bottom line is earnings are good. The U.S. is an oasis, and I think everything will be just fine. So, I want you to buy our good stocks on dips. I want you to enjoy earnings announcement season. We'll be a lot higher. I realize that even though we were resilient for a while last week, things got a little bumpy yesterday. But I'm very comfortable and confident we'll be fine. So it's Louis Navalier. Hang in there, everybody. Enjoy today's rally. But don't be surprised if we continue to oscillate a bit more until earnings come out. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.